Hey everybody, you are listening to the Pamela Roxanne Show, and we are approaching the end of the season. It has been a roller coaster of events that have launched new events, and I'm tired as we speak. Everybody, y'all send me comments and say, why am I always busy? Why am I always out of breath? Why am I always tired? It's because there's a lot of shit going on at a lot of different times of the day. And I try to squeeze this in as much as possible, but you know, it's really hard to just be able to sit in a room and talk. To the organized talk to a microphone and no one else in the room. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is going to be a very Frankenstein episode. I'm going to be piecing a lot of shit together here. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed a comedian named Amy Lyle, and we had a tragic misfortune that I have been trying to fix ever since. And I didn't have time to redo the interview, so I'm going to post all her links to all her work in the description, and I am going to give you guys half of the interview that I have. One half was salvageable and one half was not. It was something corrupted with the audio. It was a whole process. I haven't had conversations and emails with Anchor for this occurrence, and you know life. So, amongst the podcasting world and all that stuff, like I said, this is going to be the one before the last episode. And I want to give you guys a lot of bits and tidbits about producing your own show. Because if you guys don't know that I'm producing my own comedy special, Big Dick Energy, it has been, you know, a learning experience. I have never really asked favors from so many people in my life. I have never really been held accountable in this type of way before to make sure that all of the work is accomplished and all, even though I feel like it should be a group, you know what I'm saying, deep down in my soul, just to take some weight off of me. I know good and damn well no one is going to do that. So, anyway, Big Dick Energy is coming out in 2020. It will be available, it looking like on Amazon. And it will be a comedy special. It'll be about 30 minutes to 40 minutes of me just talking into the camera. There will be a live audience there laughing at all my humor, because you know I can bust the gut, girl. Bust the nut and a gut. But we're going to talk about intestines right now. We're saying that this has been hard. Okay. So one of the first few things in producing my show I noticed is that making the jokes run long enough you get the time of how long you're going to be up there and how long that you have to actually perform before that you fit the jokes to the time schedule. So it's not like, oh, I can just take a couple jokes off and this will fit. So I'm literally wording sentences to take up time, and it's difficult. It's difficult. And amongst other things, the location was pretty much the easiest thing, and I want to thank the YWCA for allowing me to have it there. I want to thank Leandra Bellamy for helping me book the place, and when that time comes, but that's where it's going to be. And promotion, promotion, promotion. I want to thank everybody who has shared a picture or shared anything going on with that. Anybody who has donated to the cause. Anybody who has come by through this season of the Pamela Roxanne Show. God! Do I have to thank everybody? Yes. Thank you for everything. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting Saturday Avenue Art. Thank you for supporting me when I changed the name from Feminine Fascinations to Saturday Avenue Art. Comic books are coming out. I've been working on pages as well. Like I said, my head is always down and nose to the grind type of thing. That is how I am. I might not be working on what you are waiting on, but I'm working. And that's what I've been trying to convey to people, is that you might not see, like, if you love the Pamela Roxanne Show, I love it too. You know, I really do. And a big thing that goes into that is booking guests. I really like quality content as far as like listening back to different things. And that's why I haven't posted the Amy Lyle interview, is because of the distortion in the first half of the interview. It's been difficult, but you know, I feel like everything is a test. Everything is to test my tenacity, to test how hard I'm willing to go at this, and I'm going. I'm fucking coming. So I'm gonna leave out for a second. You guys enjoy this commercial. Like I said, it's a very Frank and Weenie episode, so we're gonna be piecing shit together. I'm not gonna play the episode with Amy Lyle just yet, so just come back. Then we're gonna vibe to the Spotify playlist that are only available on Spotify. It's Pamela Roxanne playlist. And you just type in my name, Pamela Roxanne, into the little search bar. You'll see a lovely little cartoon of me. You just click it and, you know, you jam, you hold hands, you go pick up your child support, you go to the courthouse, you go to your dead-end job, wherever you need to be, you know? And you jam on the way there. And it's like a little hug from me, you know, from me to you this Christmas. Enjoy. What's going on, everybody? It's the Pamela Roxanne Show. This is the last episode. I know it's the saddest thing to hear in the world, but we're coming back next. We have more content coming, is what I'm saying. I have with me right now a wonderful guest. I have DJ Cash from Cash Talk.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man?
Right. Cash Talk is a podcast that's out right now all about black culture and, you know, just dope conversations. So, what's been going, because it went on for probably about six episodes.
I think it was like about six episodes. I had to take a little break, you know.
Right. You having kids?
Yeah, I'm having a little girl, y'all. So, congratulations to me. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much.
I know. That's real. That's real. Good.
I can't wait to meet Miss Kalia.
Right. I know. That's right. And, before Miss Clee, you also had a son.
Yeah, and, Cameron.
Right, and that was also during the production, too.
Oh, yeah.
Of the summer shit I was trying to produce. What was that called? Good Vibrations.
Yeah, Good Vibrations.
Right. So
we had it rolling with Good Vibrations, too.
We did, right, but, you know, certain stuff, we cancel, move along. You know, time progresses. Instead, we coming up on the second season of Cash Talk.
Exactly. So that's why we're back here right now.
You know? And so we had trending and all that different stuff. So what you want to do this season? I'm putting you on the spot because I want to, like, just pick your brain real quick.
I mean, honestly, this season? I want to get it all out there. I want to pick everybody's head, see what's going on with everybody, see what's going on in the community, get my name out there, get this merch out so y'all can see what Cash Talk is really all about.
I ain't even say the merch. This nigga got merch. He has Tyrenian Royal Wear. And we're going to be releasing 5 designs pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
And first line that's coming out, like official you. Tissue from the brand. It's going to have a domain, a website, and everything. So, get lit for
hard,
that.
No cap, for real.
Right, if I had my soundboard, we have an audience right now clapping.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, we're going to use our imaginations. You know, there we go. And get this shit forward. So,
what a light at?
Oh, I got one.
You got one?
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you.
So, and that's another thing. This nigga, we were talking earlier about him being in jail and stuff. Like, just the different things that make his character up and the things he's been through and things like that. So, I wanted to know more about you, the experience. Oh, like, why did you go to jail?
It was all...
If you don't mind saying, do you mind saying?
No, I don't mind at all. Because, okay, I mean, ain't no shame in my game. Everything I did in my life, honestly, has made me to the person I am today, and I learned so much at a young age. You know, I can't really be mad at myself. I mean, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm smoking.
Okay, bad. Okay, 2 blunts in rotation.
Yeah. So I mean, shit happens. But I mean, I got caught up with little weed shit. Everybody know me. I was always like a little nerd kid that was popular, knew everybody, and just always smoked hella weed. So a nigga would always had a bud, and niggas would always hit me up for bud. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I got caught up doing a little extra. I was sending weed through the mail type shit. Picked up some pounds. I got caught with like 14 pounds.
That's the half.
But it's all good. I'm back out here living life to the fullest. And I'm blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. So I know you want to get into acting and stuff like that. And I ain't even tell you, I got a friend of mine working on a script coming
up.
Shit. I do. It's for... I missed Halloween, but it's a horror type of deal.
Okay.
And so it should be, if she finish and we can...
I mean, I'm down, long as I don't die first. Shit.
Right, I know that's real. We're gonna make sure somebody Caucasian-esque is...
They got to be gone.
You know,
I'm talking about, and within the first 2 minutes, I want to see their ass killed the fuck off.
Right, and homage to Kelly Rowland and Freddy versus Jason.
Right.
Right, she ain't deserved that.
She got knocked off too quick.
She was, yeah, right, she was that smart one.
And Kelly bad, too.
But yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I know that's, see, there you go. Props for Kelly. White person down. So. Because I told, we were having a marketing discussion. I told you a couple of things that I saw that people see when they look at you, you know, right. Your persona and stuff like that. Did you agree with a lot of stuff that was on that list?
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot on there that I agree with, especially when it come to what I was talking about, the merch and shit. That's what made me even start making merch. People always ask me where I get my shit from. And I'm like, man, I just threw this shit together. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing.
Bye, Barry.
All right, Barry. Yeah, my nigga be loved. Hell yeah, so shit. Everybody always be like, man, where you get this from? Where you get this from? So shit, I was like, fuck it. The fits I be throwing together, why not brand that and make something off of it? Shit. I got tired of motherfuckers keep asking me where to get this shit from. Shit, from me, nigga, I got you.
When I first met this nigga, he said he had a clothing line. You've always been on the clothing, the fashion, the style wave.
Oh, yeah.
And niggas is going.
That's to stay fresh.
Right. That's why I'm producing this nigga's podcast. I want this shit to be everywhere. Everywhere. Because all the markets that I can't get into, you can get into. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff that I ain't even thinking
about. My life
is
a fucking movie. I'm trying to tell you. I know, that's real. This shit that I done been through, y'all, shit is crazy.
And
I just got to get this shit out. Let niggas know what's going on.
And if we get this bitch to write a script,
and then see what's going on in the streets. Get involved with the people.
Of course.
Bring people together.
I'm down with the
community. That's what it's all for. I'm trying to get my niggas some jobs out here.
I know that's right.
Because these white motherfuckers ain't hiring.
All y'all invited to the cookout. So, we're going to take a little break. And we're going to come back with some more with DJ Cash. And, yeah, enjoy the song that's going to play. It's the Pamela Roxanne playlist that are available exclusively on Spotify. Just type in Pamela Roxanne. You'll see a lovely little cartoon of me. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. You'll enjoy yourself. You can drop the kids off at the daycare, bopping my music. You can drop off the child support. You can,
pick it up.
Pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Same time your stamps is due. You got to go. Go to the grocery store.
And we know about y'all getting that MoneyGrams too now. Go and get your MoneyGram, bop into the new box.
That's new fly. They don't know nothing about that yet.
Yeah.
Niggas sending money to Costa Rica. Who the fuck you know in Costa Rica? I mean, but okay, we're going to be right back with more of DJ Cash.
Oh, yeah, Liddy.
Hey, do you like comics? Do you like art? Do you want to spice up your boring, drab, vanilla, white-walled living environment? Would you like to? Well, I have a business called Saturday Avenue Art, which is dedicated to bringing color and rainbows and sparkles and glitter all to your front door, baby. If you would like some canvases all in your living space of different black women doing different black things, I think this business could be for you, honey. I think it could. If you like comic books, I'm talking the Bone Pal, brr, cacao, through pages, through little tiny squares, through graphic novelism, I think you'll like this. I think this business is for you. If you would like different smoking utensils with your different favorite characters on them, if you would like different types of art, different types of embellished normal things that you find around the house, things that I found and painted on, one-of-a-kind items, I think you'll like Saturday Avenue Art. I think you need to take your ass over there to Instagram, because I'm balling up my fist. I need you to take your ass over there to Instagram, and I need you to follow. I need you to follow, and most importantly and above all, buy something. Okay, we are back on the Pamela Roxanne Show. I still got DJ Cash in the booth.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here, y'all. Smoking my goddamn life away.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Clouds. So, tell us about the merch that you got going on. Because, like I mentioned earlier, that you have merch coming out. The t-shirts, lines, the clothing. What's going on?
So, we definitely got some new merch coming out. I'm trying to create, kind of a new style for y'all with the long sleeves and the shorts kind of wear with the hoodies and the shorts and shit. And then I got the sleeves straight dripping. When y'all see this drop, it's gonna go hard. I'm trying to tell y'all. So it's gonna be for the love of cash. So just stay tuned. Watch out for the love of cash. It's gonna be lit. I'm trying to tell you. I got stuff for ladies, stuff for men, stuff for little kids. It's lit. Accessories and all. I'm trying to get these socks lit, but I just ain't figured out how exactly I wanna line them up.
Ambition.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? This man got ambition. I appreciate it. And we need more of that in black men out here these days. So, with the designs that you're talking about, what can we, what would you want this line to look like?
So, basically, it's going to be a lot of plain with a lot of pop. So, when I say pop, that's like a lot of color.
Okay.
But the scheme, it's not going to be too much. Like, when you see it, it's going to flow together. It's going to be a straight floetry when you see it.
Like, we was looking at some shirts earlier, the shirts that you showed me earlier, like, stuff like that. Like, you want, like, okay, we'll talk about this in the deeper discussion.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm trying to visualize it for y'all, but.
Visualize, okay, so.
Y'all just got to see it. You really got to see it. I can't put it into words.
We're going to skip this and we're going to come, but the clothing line will be out soon. It'll be out next year in 2020.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be out real soon. Look for a lot of neon colors.
I know that's real. The bright ass stores.
Thousands, everything. I'm trying to tell you. It's lit.
I bet. Now, with the visuals, we going live this season, on the second season of Cash Talk. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on Facebook Live and stuff like that. So, people, get ready for that. Talk about the set.
They finally going to get to see me, see what I look like, see what I do, basically, in everyday life when I be chilling. We're just going to talk. I'm going to tell y'all what's going on in day-to-day life. Shit. Let's keep it real with y'all and see what y'all want to discuss about. We're going to have little discussions. Straight Cash Talk. We talking money. Trying to better and prosper ourselves, I'm trying to tell you. But when y'all see this new set that I got lined up, y'all gonna be like, man, look at this nigga.
Right, he ordering stuff now. He racking up a bill. Y'all know it's really Cash Talk. This nigga is really.
My set about to be lit.
It's about to be lit. We talking money trees. We talking.
All that.
We talking neon lights.
I'm trying to tell you.
He racking up a bill. But
you better hope I can't get that goddamn stripper pole up in there.
I know that's
every
real.
Every time we come on live, she going to be dancing in the corner.
We can make that happen.
You know what I'm saying?
I got bitches who know bitches.
Straight like that.
Yeah. And, what's it called? The kids are doing these days. What is it on live where you show your knees and people pay?
Them motherfuckers, huh? What the hell they got?
What is it? You show your elbows to people.
Something. And you talking about selling feet, pictures, and shit?
I can't think of the name. Oh, my God.
Them kids nowadays, they
it's
crazy.
It's not Backpage. It's,
They got Snapchat. They selling pussy on Snapchat.
They selling pussy on
I'm
Snapchat.
I'm trying to tell you, just watch. You it's going to be a kid. He going to grow up, man, about, like, 10 years from now. This nigga going to be rapping. I had to struggle, man, growing up. My mama had to sell pussy on Snapchat. Grew up in the trap. Mama selling pussy on Snapchat.
Lord.
Nigga, what?
What? That's the struggle.
I'm trying to tell you. Ain't no goddamn struggle.
Lord. Okay. This nigga here. Expect more of this motherfucking shit on Cash Talk. That is, it's a good time. I enjoy the podcast. It's
I appreciate that.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. We got interviews coming. There's gonna be I got rappers coming that are interested in coming through. I got so many people that the booking I am the booking
exactly.
department of the I'm it's a one man band type of deal.
Called
but you
done.
Know, you know, you know.
For real.
But you know, I do a lot. You do a lot too. I ain't even saying that, but you know.
Oh yeah, no, I ain't saying you trying to.
But you know, I hype myself
shit
up.
I be doing,
you know, I get myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because I get myself trophies. Because who the fuck out
I'm
here handing
little,
me trophies?
I'm a little stuck over here.
You know, it's cool. And this nigga's on Facebook while we doing
my
last episode.
The episode should not be the last one. I'm trying to tell you, like, you
no, my
get
last.
I know
I
you
got to
get
to
the people more.
I'm gonna do a Christmas special.
Okay.
What's
up with the comedy?
Stuff.
That's what, oh
right.
Yeah, okay. That's all I'm about to say.
Right, you
like,
know, but you know, my thank you for saying that. My comedy special, Big Dick Energy, is coming out very, 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 very soon.
Yeah.
I've been practicing that shit. It is hilarious. Y'all enjoy the story times on Facebook. That shit is dope. Did you watch that shit like I asked you to?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't get to. I was trying to find it and I couldn't fucking find the shit.
Type in my motherfucking name.
I ain't gonna front. I was at the crib, yo. I had rolled up and everything. I was sitting on the couch. So I was like, shit, I'm about to look this shit up. So I tried to look it up. I couldn't even find the shit.
Black
couldn't
people.
Couldn't even find it.
Black, this how black people treat you. This
at least I ain't lie about it. Most niggas be like, hell yeah, I've seen that.
That was
shit.
Bomb shit. You know,
this
fuck you.
Bomb.
Whatever.
This shit was bomb.
The rest of you who actually took the time to indulge in my buffoonery, Thank
not
you.
Not the buffoonery.
You know, thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm going to check it out, though. I'm going to check it out.
It was a prostituting story about midgets. It was whimsical. It was magical.
Jesus, take the wheel. You know, right the fuck now.
Right now. Well, I wasn't prostituting. I was cheerleading for prostitution.
Well, I hope not.
Right. But it's the story. You got to listen to the story.
I got, yes. This is too intriguing right here.
Right, you know what I'm saying? See?
Midgets. I love anything that got to do with midgets, y'all. Just so y'all know right now.
I'm talking tickets.
Send me a motherfucking midget through the mail today. She got to be thick.
Shut up.
Send me one right now. You seen them Little Women of Atlanta?
I have seen Little Women.
What? Some of them motherfuckers got them goddamn turkeys on their back.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to tell you. I seen one little bitch with a goddamn 7 years on the back.
Let me see you pull a bitch out your pocket. I'ma die. I'ma hit the floor.
Get up off me, little bitty bitch.
But that's wonderful. Thank you for being a guest today. I think we are out of time.
Oh, this yeah. Anytime.
We got shit to do out here in these streets.
I just need you to hit me up when you do that motherfucking comedy so I can be there.
Right, I'm gonna get you a ticket to the show. You can come to the show. Especially because you allow laughter. We need niggas like you.
I will buy the ticket.
You know you allow laughter.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need niggas like you in the audience. You know what I'm saying? Especially the comedy show, nigga, you there. And so is somebody the fuck else. I was thinking that just the laugh. I said, nigga,
laughing.
You need to be in the motherfucking audience. We gonna have your ass on tape just dying. but yeah. Y'all come out. I got an opener. Janie gonna open for me.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, it's lit then.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's gonna be there.
Y'all come through. That motherfucker right there, she's talented. I'm trying to tell you.
Right. Subscribe to the podcast. I'll upload stuff periodically, but you know, this is the last final episode of this season. If I get something great, I will upload it. But Christmas special, look out for that. Big Dick Energy, look out for that. It's coming through.
Shout out Janie.
Naja Dragon. Y'all follow her. Her music is amazing. Everything is dope. Make sure you follow Cash on what is your everything?
All right, follow me on Instagram, y'all, at young_richcash. That's Rich with an X. No C's around these bitches. Just big B's.
I understand that. This nigga posts a lot, too, so you got content. Right. Thank you for listening today. And y'all will enjoy the next song that plays from the Premium Roxanne playlist. If you go to Spotify, type in my name, Lovely Cartoon to Me pops up. It's wonderful. It's amazing. You click it. You drop
I'm high. And it's Cash with a K, y'all. My bad.
It's Cash with a K.
Niggas is this high, nigga here.
You want to say the whole thing for him again?
All right. So check me out at young_richcash. That's Rich with an X, Cash with a K. I'm trying to tell you. Check me out. It's going live. Y'all can see me doing all my little wild shit I be doing in life. Living to the fullest, going on trips and all that.
There we go. Mission statement done.